Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
A 72-yarder there, Kyle Williams, and we didn't do a show to react to that game either. So, no. This is two games to react to here on this football Sunday. It's Christian Arncan, Ted Johnson, Chris Schein, Mego. We got Thomas back there behind the glass. You can call in again at 617-779-7937. You can text the show at that number as well. That was Ted Johnson's favorite play of the year, and Ted is sitting in. He's got to leave in a little bit, but before he goes, we're going to get to the top Ted list.
Top 10 list.
Okay, for the uninitiated, the top 10 list is pretty straightforward. Mego, Scheim, and I will just fire questions at Ted. He'll answer them all as best he can. And then at the end, he's going to get up and go. So let's go ahead and start with question number one, which is, Ted Johnson, who's the most underappreciated player on this team?
That is one, Craig Woodson. Fourth-round draft pick. He's played more snaps than anybody on defense. Who would have ever thought, a guy that is drafted in the fourth round would get the kind of playing time that he has. I mean, they cut two kind of accomplished safeties. Not only to keep him on the roster, but to play him as much as they have has been kind of surprising and remarkable to me.
Ted, aside from the Chiefs, who in the AFC would you not want to come into Gillette or be most scared of coming into Gillette for a playoff game?
This might surprise you, and a lot of it's just based on the numbers. You know, what you look at a lot of times in the NBA, you want to look for what are the teams that are both in the top five offensively and defensively. There is one team in the AFC that is that, and they are third overall, and that is the Colts. Mm.
Interesting.
I know it's Daniel Jones. I get it, but they have a very, very good defense, and they have a balanced attack on offense, and they just asked Daniel Jones not to screw the game up, and he's doing more than that. So I would say the Colts are the team that scares me the most.
Feels like it would be a battle of the, unmovable object versus the unstoppable force.
That's it, brother. I like that.
We just came off a Thursday night football game. So, Ted, from your player perspective, what do you think of the league continuing to add games that are not Monday night, Sunday football games?
You said from the player's perspective.
From whatever perspective, but you bring the player perspective to this
show. I'm kind of a fan of it. I like it. I get it as a fan. I love it as a fan.
You didn't have to do it.
Now we get Black Friday game. We get Christmas games.
They did not have Thursday night games when I was playing, but however, they did have Thanksgiving Day games, played in once. And I absolutely loved it because it was like another mini buy. Yeah. So I think from a player's perspective and a fan perspective, I love it. They don't hit nearly as much in practice. They don't hit nearly as much in training camp. So the guys going on playing on short weeks aren't the story that it used to be. So I think from both perspectives, player and a fan, I love it. I think it's great.
All right. Two-part question here, Ted. When you played with Mike Vrabel, did you ever think he would make a good coach? And follow-up, what teammate of yours do you think would have been a good coach but never became one?
To me, I've always been Mike's biggest supporter when it comes to that. I said it then. I've said it now. If you ask John McClain of the Houston Chronicle, who I always touted as going to be a future head coach someday. It was Mike Vrabel, and that was before the Texans hired him. So I always knew Mike would be that guy. Another kind of off-the-radar guy that I think would have made a good head coach, I'm a little surprised he didn't go into, was Marty Moore. Marty Moore, Mr. Irrelevant from 2000, was it the 1994 draft? Marty was, it was to me, would be a great coach in the league.
Ted, what do you think is the best quarterback resurgence? Sam Darnold, Daniel Jones, Baker Mayfield, or if you have one that's off the list, feel free to throw it in.
I think maybe Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold, what he's doing awesome. There in Seattle is pretty remarkable. I thought he just looked, there was times when I thought he was never, ever, ever going to make it. And I think, you know, Daniel Jones sometimes flashed to me mm-hmm. when he was with the Giants. I never really saw Sam Darnold flash that much. So to me, it's Sam Darnold.
So Gillette Stadium, back to its rockin' ways that we haven't seen in many years in terms of the fan atmosphere there for home games. What improvements would you make to Gillette Stadium to make it a better place to play and a better place to go to a
bigger
game?
Lighthouse.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking. I mean, should make maybe another lighthouse.
So I saw this question.
Parallel lighthouses.
And I saw this question, Mago, and I was like, is it from a player's perspective or a fan's perspective?
Both. I think it's interesting to think of both.
I would knock the whole thing down as a player.
Move it to Boston.
Build everything else all over again. The weight room, the locker rooms, just they were very, very average. And don't forget, a lot of people forget that the Gillette Stadium was the most private money went yep. into building that stadium more than any other stadium. So they didn't get a lot of public funds.
Interesting.
And so you can't call it state of the art facility like the Crafts like to claim it is when it's all that private money. It's just not. But from a fan's perspective, I wish it would be a little bit louder. I wish they would have closed in like the one side. So the old Foxborough Stadium was so much louder than the current stadium. So I wish they would have closed in, not had an open end like they do.
I've heard some people talk about the position of the suites and the red seats and that kills the dynamic of the stadium. Do you think there's anything to that?
I do. I think there's a lot to do with it. And I was surprised. I see the red seats empty all the mm-hmm. time, especially to start the game. And they're right in the middle, and they take up a lot of space in the middle. And I just think from an aesthetic standpoint, you look up as a player and you see those empty seats. I don't think I just don't think that's a good look.
Ted Johnson. I'll be a seat filler if anyone needs me to walk out of the press box and do that. I can do that.
All right, Ted, who's having a worse year, Bill Belichick or Bill O'Brien?
It's close from the football standpoint, but who's had the worst overall year? That's my man BB. BB is it's been rough all the way back, going back to March up until now. Wait, did they win yesterday? Did they beat Wake Forest?
No, they did not.
Oh, they lost.
They lost horribly.
Oh, they did. Wake was, I think, a 6-point favorite. But it, to me, it's Bill Belichick, and it's not even. I know Bill O'Brien had a little meltdown, a little whatever.
Oh, he freaked out.
He did. And they were winning, and then after that, they blew it in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's pretty bad for Billy O, but, man, to me, Bill Belichick takes the cake on that one.
Ted, currently being played right now, Miami and Washington in Madrid, Spain. If there was a place internationally in any country you could play a game, where would it be?
I'd say honorable mentions, two places, Greece, Italy. I'd go out there. After the game, I'd go to the Greek Isles, right? Nice. There's supposed to be a lot of fun. Italy.
Ted out in Mykonos.
Yeah. But, if I could play anywhere, I think Brazil would be fun.
Ooh, like, interesting.
Can we schedule Carnival around the game?
Okay.
If you've ever saw the World Cup being played there, I just look in the stands and I fell in love every time they flash to the stadium, to the fans. Just a really fine country. So Brazil would be my favorite.
God, that just makes me think of Brady dancing at Carnival. Disturbing. Disturbing image.
Is there a video of that?
I'll show you.
I got to see that.
Because that was when he was in a boot, too, right? Wasn't it?
If you want to give him that excuse, sure.
He's got the man bun going. Yeah. It was a tough whole thing.
It was a tough look. This one's pretty simple. What did you think of the Nor'easter jerseys? The uniforms overall, I should say.
It's weird. They grew on me. When I first saw them, I did not like them. But, man,
team started winning?
I don't know. There was something.
I think that's what a lot of people would turn to for them.
Maybe. And we said in our show that, like, if they lost that game, we'd be like, oh, those are terrible jerseys. Don't ever wear them again. But they won. So I think they're kind of cool. I'm a big jersey guy. My favorite jerseys were those mid-90s, you know, with the big patch. I don't like
the Bledsoe Blues?
Yeah. I don't like the new blue hue that they've been using for the last 20 years.
The navy?
Yeah, not the biggest fan of that. So I like these unis. I did.
Okay, let's switch gears to the team that the Patriots just played. Usually we ask about the team they're about to play, but they just played the Jets. Who's your all-time favorite Jet?
You know, it's Wayne Corbett. I think he was a phenomenal slot receiver. We played a lot of cover three against him, and so I got isolated against him a lot, and son of a bee, he got me a time or two. I just liked his story kind of coming out of, what was that small school there in New York?
Hofstra,
yeah. And just, you know, his whole tenure there, I thought he kind of was one of the first big slot receivers that emerged. So I'm a big Wayne Corbett guy.
I got to tell you, my favorite Jet was Benny the Jet from
there you go.
Benny the Jet Rodriguez.
Yes, there you exactly. Go. So I had to throw that one out there. Ted, does Gronk deserve a statue like Tom Brady?
I don't think so. No. I think that the statues are getting a little bit out of hand. You know, you want to acknowledge him somehow, some way. Yeah, I think the gold jacket he's going to get is a huge acknowledgement. I don't know if we, you know, can we name an overpass in his name or a tunnel?
Ooh, or like, because if we name a street after David Ortiz,
Ortiz Way.
Yeah, so I think can we make it
that commuter rail stop. That could be the Gronkowski stop.
The Gronk Station. Like that,
right?
Yeah. Station.
Enough with this. Enough to the statue.
Gronk
statues,
Spike Station.
I think a Gronk statue would look cool. Like, they could make a statue of him spiking the ball. That'd look cool as hell.
Do you trust them to make a statue after what you saw of Tom Brady's statue?
I think the Brady statue's good. I like the Brady
statue. It's fine. People will overreact to everything.
It's safe.
I'm curious, as we talk about Gronk, somebody who's had a steep incline of a challenge going into media, I'd say.
yeah.
What was the hardest part for you, Ted, going from being a player to deciding to have a career in media?
Well, the easiest answer initially is the criticizing players it doesn't feel natural, doesn't feel easy, and a lot of guys that go their whole careers and never have can ever do that.
They were watching Brady do it.
Yeah, and I think one of the hardest things is that players and coaches, because you're in the media, They don't trust you, and so you lose. And so I've learned it's just better not to have relationships with anybody on the teams or in any facet. So I don't like feeling like I got to watch what I say. I don't want to offend anybody. I'd rather just tell my truth and offend everybody and not have relationships.
Right, and also we're not reporters, so it's not like we need to have these connections and
so
get
true.
Information. Like,
worked,
we have to critique them,
I
right?
worked yeah. When I retired, Channel 4 hired me, right, and I went right into pre- and post-game with them, and they wanted me to get scoop. And I was like, I'm not a reporter. I'm an analyst. I'm not, you know, and if I get scooped.
I said, Mego is a reporter.
It is. It's obvious who gave
I'm a weirdo. I kind of straddle the line.
It kind of becomes like, so if I give you inside information on the Patriots, who do you think's giving me that information? You can make the direct line to who would be. And I just never wanted to put any of my teammates or coaches in that situation. So I think the hardest part is not having relationships with people that you follow, because I can't do my job nearly as good as I would if I had relationships with those guys. So I just like not having relationships, but it's not easy. I wish I could, but it's just not feasible.
All right, Ted, before you get out of here, for those who don't know, Ted is Nostradamus this year, picking football games. Ted, will there be any big upsets today? You are 9-1 so far. 9-1
yeah,
so far.
Yeah.
Picking
like
these
the
games.
Patriots.
Here's the upset potentials. Houston, Tennessee, Green Bay and the Giants, San Francisco, Arizona, Baltimore, Cleveland. Any big upsets today?
Oh, I thought maybe that the Eagles-Lions game. No.
Eagles, I don't know if that's an upset. That'd be,
okay,
know,
Lions
okay.
With the, I mean, technically, the Lions are underdogs.
They are,
the Lions.
True.
That's what I looked at. I saw the Lions as underdogs, so I picked the Lions in this one.
Okay.
Yeah, so that would be my
whatever you say, I'm going to bet it. So, yeah.
Okay. Outdoors in Philadelphia, Ted, I like it.
Yeah, there we go. Thank you.
All right, there it is. The top Ted list with Ted Johnson. Teddy, great stuff as always.
Thanks,
buddy.
We'll see you.
Go
Panthers.
Go Panthers.
There you
Panthers.
Go.
Very good.
Let's
all right. Chris Shime's going to get you caught up on what's trending. And when we come back, we will have They Said It at a different time at 11:30. They Said It coming up right after this.
The Greg Hill Show, weekdays 6 to 10.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Your New England Patriots beat the New York Jets on Thursday Night Football 27-14. International play underway in Madrid, Spain for the first time ever. Right now, the Commanders have a 13-6 lead over the Dolphins. Dolphins currently have the ball just over the 50-yard line on a big play from Jalen Waddle. In the 1 o'clock window, we have Panthers at Falcons, Bucks at Bills, Texans at Titans, Bears at Vikings, Packers at Giants, Bengals at Steelers, and Chargers at Jaguars. In the 4 o'clock window, big 4 o'clock slate for you. The first game kicking off right at 4:05, Seahawks at Rams. Awesome, awesome game in a battle for the NFC West. You got the 49ers and Cardinals. You got the Ravens at the Browns. And then the other big game at 4 o'clock, 4:25, Chiefs at Broncos. That'll be a battle for the AFC West. On Sunday Night Football, we have the Detroit Lions at the Philadelphia Eagles. You can catch all the action for that one right here on WEEI. Kickoff is at 8:20. Bye weeks in the NFL are the Colts and the Saints this week. In non-football news, your Boston Bruins beat the Montreal Canadiens 3-2 up in Montreal last night. They take the ice again tomorrow night against the Hurricanes. Charlie McAvoy did come out of that game early as he was hit by a slap shot in the face, hoping Charlie is okay and will be all right going forward. Celtics welcoming the Clippers this afternoon to the Garden. Tip-off is at 3:30. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Football Sunday here, WEEI, Christian Arcan, Chris Scheim, Mego here as well. Teddy had to go, but that's okay. We'll keep things going here, and you can call in 617-779-7937. You can text the show at that number as well. Usually at 11 o'clock, we have They Said It with Scheim, but we had to move that around today, so here it is right now.
One, two, three.
It's time for...
Playoffs? You kidding me?
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
I just hope we can win a game.
But they are who we thought they were.
They said it.
And we let them off the hook.
Football Sunday edition.
36 counter naked waggle at 7.
I'm just going to say it.
WEEI.
Welcome into another edition of They Said It here on WEEI Football Sunday. Let's begin as we should. Your New England Patriots got the win over the New York Jets on Thursday Night Football. After the game, Mike Vrabel, Drake May sat down with the Amazon Prime crew, and Vrabel talked about why he wanted to come to New England. Here was Coach Vrabel.
You're out there first to shake their hands and say congratulations after the game is done. You have built something, and has that been your focus, the sustainability of this? Like, this is foundationally built the right way.
Well, we wanted to put a program around these players. You know, I mean, I came here because of the film familiarity. I came here because of Drake. I knew what he would be, and it was important for me to come here, and that's so I wanted to coach. And so building a program is about that. It's about putting great people around your really good players, and that's what Drake is for us, and we have a lot of those guys. And Diggs has come in and been fun. I mean, it has been a blast. And so I've enjoyed coaching all these guys, and they like playing together.
What does that mean to you, Drake, when you hear someone like Mike Vrabel say that he wanted to come here because of you?
It means the world. I mean, I think it's it was both ways. You know, I can't thank Coach enough for what he's done, what he's going to do for my career, for my life. And like I said, he brings it every day. He says this, and he'll text me later tonight about something I could have done better in the game. He's constant. He's awesome. And we would love playing for him. I love playing.
It is apparent that Mike Vrabel specifically chose this position in one major reason is Drake May. There were, you know, reports had come out this week that the Jets were really interested in Mike Vrabel. Clearly, Vrabel had preference here because of, again, the familiarity. And the quarterback is freaking awesome. So I think it is great to hear Mike Vrabel talk about that being one of the major reasons why he wanted to come to England.
The Jets interview, that interview was 2 days before they fired Jerod Mayo. Right? Like, yep. They interviewed him on the 5th, and then that last game was on the 7th, and they fired him after the game. And the idea that there was this real mutual interest between the Jets and Mike Vrabel, I kind of buy to the extent that, well, who else was really trying to hire him?
Yep.
He had a whole hiring cycle after he got fired in Tennessee, and no one hired him.
He had to go be an assistant with the Browns.
Right, and he was doing some job with the Browns, and then here he comes. The Patriots are obviously, you'd think would be the main team, but they have Mayo in place. He goes and interviews with the Jets. They fire Mayo before they're even done doing the post-game interview. I mean, like, that was right after the game ended. Seemed like that was all kind of done to spur the Patriots into action, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, it felt like the impetus, for sure. Yeah.
I would say it's also just like a classic leverage point,
right,
where if they're saying, I don't know what Mike Vrabel makes here, but if they're saying, hey, we're going to pay you $8 million, and he's like, well, the Jets have swooped in, and so I'm having conversations with them, then you bump it up. So it's a smart move. But going back to what he said about May is an interesting contrast to the way that he talked about him in camp in the beginning of the year. And I don't think it's because he suddenly thinks that May is better than he was, but it's the first time that we've really heard him be effusive about how good he thinks the quarterback is and has always thought he was. So that was just an interesting indicator to me.
Yeah, and something that we didn't hear a lot of for 20 years, you know, about how great the guy, while they were playing, you know, it wasn't something that Bill would highlight. He'd talk about the whole team and, you know, everybody's doing well and we have to do this better and that better. And it was never like an open, honest conversation about, hey, I got a great quarterback and, you know, this has really been great for me.
you
haven't heard a lot.
And I do think, look, everybody has their own opinions about Belichick's personality, mm-hmm, and his relationships with his players.
And he said that since then, yeah, but not during.
But in the moment, I think I would guess that he felt that that's what Brady needed to motivate him.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's interesting to me that Vrabel, the way that he handles all of the guys in that locker room one-on-one, is it's not just like positive reinforcement and a softer approach, but I think it's genuine, and he's genuine with those guys, and so he doesn't feel like he has to keep knocking Drake or anything to keep him motivated, because he's just going to play free anyway.
There's one guy who has not been shy to be effusive in his praise of the quarterback, and that would
my words over there.
Yep, that would be his rookie left tackle, Will Campbell. Here was Will Campbell after the game on Thursday night.
Yeah, I mean, he's playing at an elite level right now. You know, I'm biased, but I think he's the best player in the NFL. You know, there's no game that we're out of when we have him. And, you know, he's just, even though how good of a player is, he's an even better person and an even better teammate. So that just makes it that much more cool to, you know, be able to share the huddle in the locker room and be friends with somebody like that. And, you know, I just, you know, look forward to the future and just continue to play with them and grow with them. And as we all continue to grow in this offense, and, you know, he's got everything in front of him, and I'm super excited to be a part of it.
I think it's interesting that the Patriots players are getting less and less timid about saying Drake May is the MVP.
Sure.
Pop Douglas did it on our show. Hunter Henry did it after the game Thursday, even though he wouldn't do it with Jones and Keith. Will Campbell did it after the game Thursday. Like, these guys are not scared to tell everybody, like, Drake May is our MVP. Like, we believe in him. And I think that's awesome. I think that's a great direction. And I also think it's really important that Will Campbell also just loves Drake May, the person.
Yeah.
Like, they are clearly buddies. They get along. Will Campbell's out there interrupting Drake May's press conferences. Like, they enjoy each other's company. And
Drake,
I think
May.
Yeah, I think I think that
leads. I like Drake's reaction to him, too.
Yeah.
He's like, get out of here, rookie.
He was so shooken up.
He's like, sorry, guys.
I want one person to zag on that team.
No,
when they're
why?
Asked about, because it'd be hilarious.
It would be funny.
If one person is
Steph
like,
Steph Diggs just goes, yeah, he's not the MVP.
He would be a good one to do it. Or just be like, you know, if Christian Gonzalez is like, I've been watching a lot of Sam Darnold.
Yeah. I mean, okay, you watched Darnold this year? The other thing, and I know a lot's been said about this, but if you had told me that was Drake May's, like, second grade teacher talking right there, he sounds like he's 65 years old. He does not sound like a 21-year-old person. Like, he just
he's eaten a lot of etouffee in his life.
It's unbelievable. Like, he really, I mean, just the
a lot of
baritone.
What?
Etouffee.
What's etouffee?
It's a classic Louisiana dish.
Yeah.
What is it?
It's similar to gumbo, but not quite the same.
What's the difference?
I believe gumbo is more of a, not
this
like
is,
a porridge,
great.
But like a stew, whereas etouffee is more of like a, oh God.
Is it like cream based?
It's, okay, here's what it is. It's
Thank
a
you.
Stew with
you got a
onions,
stew
bell
going.
Peppers, and celery, and typically made with shellfish served over rice. So there's
Correct.
Gumbo, I don't know what the difference between
it's
gumbo.
It's gumbo adjacent.
Yeah, it's like gumbo, but it's good. It's gumbo
so
is good,
good,
too.
Yeah.
At any rate.
All of it's good.
He's eaten a lot of things, I would imagine. He's a big boy.
A lot
but
of crawfish.
When I hear him talk, I can't believe that he's how old he is. It just doesn't compute in my brain.
I also think, Mega, was it you that was like, Will Campbell might be the funniest guy on the team?
I don't know if he's the funniest, but I think he's up there.
Yeah, because like,
from
I
what
just
I've heard, that he, behind the scenes, has a very good delivery.
Yeah, the dry way in which he presents everything is fantastic. I was very skeptical of the pick when it was made.
Mm-hmm.
I have been proven wrong every step of the way, and I am not afraid to say that. He has been very good, and he has been, the more he speaks, the more I like him. So good job
well,
on
Will his
Campbell.
Voice is so deep. Yeah. I just think about him being like 12 years old. And having that voice, only like maybe five.
Post football
like,
career,
mom. Could, mama.
Post football career, you could just record mama. Audiobooks.
This
mama
etouffee.
Got an owie.
So let's pivot away from your New England Patriots and focus on some games that are happening today. One of those games happening at 1:00. The Packers head to New York to take on the Giants, and the Giants have a new starting quarterback, at least for the week, because Jackson Dart dealing with a concussion. That would be the one and only Jameis Winston. Here was Jameis talking about being the starting quarterback this week.
I want fans to know that I'm going to do my best. You know, obviously, I'm going to have fun, but I'm going to execute, have a surgical execution, and just play ball, man. Like, this is something I've been doing since I've been 4 years old, and I just get to do it in the greatest city in the world. I'm going to be saying it with my son. It's the greatest city in the world. Yeah, that's a Hamilton reference, if y'all don't know.
Jameis Winston is the gift that keeps on giving.
He's unbelievable.
He is tremendous. From deliver me from these pick sixes, Lord, to...
like, I'm just praying for the Lord to deliver me from pick sixes.
To the greatest city of the world and getting to play in the snow. This guy is, he's a walking quote. He's also electric on the football field. He'll throw 4 touchdowns and 3 to the other team. Like, it's the best. Every team that suffers a quarterback injury should be required to then sign Jameis Winston and play him.
I like him saying that he's going to have a surgical precision, because I just immediately think of Dr. Nick from The Simpsons.
Have you guys seen Hamilton, by the way?
No.
Neither have I.
So I have
that,
no
that
interest.
Entire quote
Hamilton?
Was completely lost on me. But I was just happy he was singing.
Me too.
Like,
that's cool what
I'm saying.
Yeah.
I don't know what he's singing about, but it's cool. Yeah.
I have been just randomly saying, it's the greatest city of the world for like 3 days now.
The Hamilton craze like missed me by miles.
Same.
I could not understand
it. And I love musicals,
it.
Which is weird.
I don't like musicals. It was, to me, it was giving like dorky history teacher who's trying to get you involved in sixth grade, and I just did not like it. Give me Ken Burns all day. Like, I want
Burns rapping.
No, I want my history, and I don't want
tonight,
the Hamilton
Ken Burns
musical.
Is jazz.
Have you seen Ken Burns is doing the Revolutionary War?
Yeah, I saw it was a topic on Jeopardy the other day.
Oh yeah. Yeah, we were playing that game, you nice. Know. We play Jeopardy.
The primary differences between etouffee and gumbo are their consistency, gravy-like versus soup-like, the type of roux used, light versus dark, and the variety of protein, typically a single seafood mixed with meats and seafoods on the etouffee side.
Oh, so you might get
like
a little sausage. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah,
I like that.
I love andouille sausage. That stuff is dynamite.
Yeah. Very good.
Very, very good. Let's go to another game being played today at the 4 o'clock window. We got the Seahawks and the Rams, and the Rams are going to be welcoming in old friend Cooper Kupp to the building as he is now a Seattle Seahawk. Apparently, there's going to be a bit of a tribute to Cooper Kupp. Here was his response to a reporter telling him that there would be a tribute.
That they're going to do some sort of tribute to you there. And, you know, how do you acknowledge that and also stay locked in like you're talking about?
I don't know. I didn't know that. I don't know. I mean, I didn't die. You know, I'm here. So, like, I mean, I appreciate it.
Have we gone too far with tributes?
Well said.
I also just think, I don't know, I don't want to attack the reporter. That's a weird question.
Yeah.
Is it like, are tribute videos that distracting for a player returning somewhere? I could understand saying like, hey, do you feel like this is going to be an emotional return for you?
Great point, Mego.
But the tribute video where it's like, well, now I'm completely off my game.
Oh, shucks.
They put that on the Jumbotron. Damn it.
I mean, then again, Brad Marchand was weeping at his tribute video in Boston.
It's a little different.
You know, might be a little bit, but
they won the same amount of championships, right?
Ooh,
true. Good point.
Right?
I feel like we have like jumped the shark though with tribute videos. Like the Bruins just did one for like Brandon Carlo the other day. Like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
Do you remember? I think it was Paul Pierce when he came back to the Garden and people were like openly weeping.
Yeah.
That I liked that moment.
That people, I'm people.
Yeah. I zoomed in on Arcan and he's like, he's just wiping snot off his
like
face.
Like Peter Griffin just clapping. And
I know people were crying at the time he was sent away from Boston, but did they ever do like a tribute for Marcus Smart and were people weeping at that one too?
They definitely did a tribute video.
Yeah.
I don't know. Why? Are you trying to just like upset me right now by bringing it up?
I'm just asking.
Marcus Smart, they did something for, but he also didn't come back for a while, right?
Well,
didn't
it was like convoluted because he was injured,
right,
so he wasn't playing when he was in Memphis for a while. But look at Memphis now, and you wonder, like, everybody's injured on that team.
True. Well, he's on Marcus Smart's on the Lakers now, but all right, what else we got?
That'll do it today for
That'll do it. There you go. They said it in the books. I thought we were going to get Cam Newton in there somewhere. I'm glad we didn't, though, because
I don't want to get mad today.
You played that cut. Like, he is exhausting on that show. Like, he really is. Can we have it real quick? Because I don't even want to get into what he had to say. I more want to get into, like, the way
he
says
things.
It's
the same with the Damian Woody one. Like, it goes on for 2.5 minutes and he doesn't say anything.
And it's like, buddy, what? Like, come on. Like, what? Just get to the point.
And you can give analysis. You were an MVP. Like,
he was
really good
at football.
Give some quarterbacking analysis. We want to hear your perspective.
He played with Josh McDaniels. Like, he should be perfectly primed to give analysis on Drake May.
They asked him about the Patriots. Are they realistic? And listen.
It has fool's gold written all over it.
Like, just stop right there. Like, already, I'm like, okay, like, can we get to the point a little bit fast? It's God, fool's gold. He's so extra. It's like, come on. Anyway, go ahead. Keep it going.
Cupic Zirconia, middle of the mall.
Okay.
And yes, is Drake May playing good football, Stephen Anthony? And
pause.
Terry?
First of all, we're calling it
middle names are too much.
We're calling it lab-grown diamonds now. It's not cubic zirconia, and it's actually very good for the environment.
It is. Good point.
Good.
I'm not bringing one of those names. I'm done with
I mean, definitely consult with wifey before you go down that path, but it's lovely.
I got to get the bad ones.
Yeah, I made him get the stupid I would say not lab-grown. Natural diamond is what we call them.
Yeah, there you go.
But still.
All right, let's take a call here. 617-779-7937. Kevin is in Quincy. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, good morning, fellas. How's it going?
What's up? Mago's here, too, just for the record.
Not much.
Hello.
Mago, you know. Do you think Drake May is going to have a 300-yard passing game this year?
Yes.
I know how much you like him, Shyam. I get it. I love him, too. He's with a great deep ball like that. But how can you win MVP when you have zero career 300-yard passing games? It just seems bizarre to me.
Thank you, Kevin. You want to take that one, Shyam? You want me to?
He better, because I was
Mego, you could answer since he didn't even want to.
I was in acknowledgement.
It's like, Mego.
He's like, yeah, all right, Mego.
Back to my awesome point.
Well, you know.
I'm like, sorry.
Excuse me?
He doesn't. I don't think he has to have a 300-yard game just to legitimize his MVP candidacy because he's so consistently between like 240 and 280. I don't think it necessarily matters. But I do expect him to eventually have to have a 300-yard game. There's going to be a game where you face an offense, I don't know, maybe like Baltimore in a couple weeks, where their offense is just really good and really talented and they're just beating you and they're scoring and you are forced to throw the football more.
And their defense also sucks too.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is so weird for a Baltimore
helps.
Team.
But like I think the reason he hasn't thrown for 300 yards is because he hasn't needed to. The Patriots are leading in a lot of these games. They want to balance the run and the pass. You saw the first game of the season, they heavily weighted the amount of times he threw the football, and they don't want to have to do that. They don't want to put him in a position that he is forced to do that, and so I think that's why you haven't seen him get to a 300-yard game. He could have gotten to 300 yards against the Jets. Like, I mean, Steph Diggs catches that one pass over the middle, and boom, it's
Collins
300 yards.
Yeah, exactly.
Sure. So,
Diggs got hit bad on that.
True. Very fair point. But like,
Captain
Save
a Diggs over here. Jesus.
Really. No wonder he didn't want to address you with this question. But no,
Steph,
it's just
Steph Diggs.
There's also not a lot of. I feel like there's
did
just
I
not
do it
those.
Right?
I think you did. Yeah, I think you got it. I don't think there's a lot of like 300-yard games in general. Like the way the defenses are playing and with the two high safeties, that's how it goes. You just don't see a lot of those big games anymore.
Agreed.
Has a quarterback won MVP without a 300-yard game in the regular season?
Since 2000, maybe not. But I'm
just curious.
Back in the 60s, maybe.
No, obviously, I'm saying in this. I would say since 2000 is probably a good bar to say.
We can look that up. Let's look that up during the break here. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We'll continue with your phone calls right after this.
Mego, you know.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Some nice Memories there from Thursday night. Patriots take down the gangrene New York Jets, a team that, despite their record, had not been getting blown out a lot this year. They only really lost a couple of games by more than one score. They went up against teams the Patriots went up against and gave them, you know, similar types of games here. Only losing by two to the Broncos, a two-point loss to the Steelers, two-point loss to the Bucks. Not a team that was embarrassing themselves on a weekly basis, and they hung around with the Patriots in this game. You know, it wasn't a runaway. It didn't ever seem like the Patriots were they weren't in control of things. But going into the fourth quarter, I mean, that was until the Borregales field goal, that was a one-score game in the fourth quarter. And the Jets, I mean, listen, they got a lot of problems with that team. Obviously, they got a lot of problems on that offense. Coaching staff, I don't know. I mean, it just seems like a big mess over there. But they have given some teams some good games. The Patriots, one of the few times they've lost a game by more than one score. Does this make it a better win maybe than you would think it was otherwise?
No, I mean, it's still just the Jets. I think the Jets are just really bad. But it is like, I think every win is a good win in the NFL, right? Like, it's not, it's one of those things, I know it's cliche, but like, it is, every win is a good win, and it is the Jets. But like, again, this is now 8 in a row, short week crap has happened all year long. You look at Philly, lost in a short week to the Giants. It happens all the time. So I was said before the game, I said, just come out of this game as healthy as possible. Unfortunately, Milton Williams did get injured and is on IR now. But, like, just kind of win the game. And that's what they did. They were kind of in coast mode throughout the entire game. But it never felt like they were going to lose.
Yeah, stun it back in. I felt the same way. Travion Henderson, according to Megan Ottolini, should be the starting running back going forward. According to both of you, right?
Yeah.
Well, Shime's been saying that since the summer. So I'm just coming to this conclusion now. But
Welcome aboard.
I also think, look, it wasn't like an excellent running game for Travion. So you saw two different kinds of performances from Sunday to Thursday. But I am impressed by his toughness. Like the amount of contact that he took just on that first touchdown and then the pile push.
Love that.
At the end. Like he was really banged up. He missed a play in Sunday's game and they had to throw in Dearness Johnson because of his knee, and he goes back in and finishes that game and then turns around and is able to tough it out and basically, you know, be the only running back out there in Thursday night football. So for people who are skeptical about, hey, can he handle the workload of the starting quarterback, I think he just showed you his tenacity and how tough he can be.
Well, and I think the beauty of that is when Ramondre comes back, he doesn't have to handle a 25 carry a game workload. Right. This isn't Adrian Peterson or like LT or something like that. That's not what we're asking of him. He can be rotational. He just should be the starter because, as we pointed out in that Jets game, he hits the hole. There's a big enough gap, and it's just one safety to beat. He can beat him and take it to the house.
Yeah, Ramondre just doesn't do that.
No, he'll run the safety over and get 2 yards, but the safety will hold on to him and he'll take him down. Like,
and then
that's
the ball will get loose.
Yeah, and then he'll be untouched going into the goal line and just put the ball on the turf. So it's like I trust Travion to bring a spark every once in a while, and Ramondre just simply can't do that.
I still don't think there's like a clear solution in that running game. Like, I do think that this is a move that they should make, but I do, as we sit here and we're just like, oh, the Patriots are great at this, and Drake May is great at this, and blah, blah, blah. The running game still has been really underwhelming compared to what I thought it was going to be in training camp, because maybe just we got a little bit like our ahead of our skis from the preseason performances from Travion Henderson, and just thinking that Antonio Gibson would be in the mix too. Mm. Like, it just, I still don't feel like they like confident in it.
But I also think, you know, critical Josh McDaniels guy here. I think a lot of the run game is built for a guy like Ramondre Stevenson. A lot of these running plays aren't designed for a guy like Travion Henderson. You need to get him more outside. Give me more stretch runs. Give me more of those outside zone runs where he can then find a hole, one cut, and just burst. Like, that's what he excels at. And instead, they insist on running over the guards. And like,
he did have a 60-yard touchdown running through the guard, so, you know.
Well, yeah, I mean, one of them he bounced outside, but,
right.
Like,
you one know, of them was up the middle, though.
Yeah, true. Yeah. Fair point. But, like, one out of how many running plays have we had all year long? So it's just...
And even Thursday, he was only averaging about 3 yards a carry. It's not like he, you know... It's not
exactly,
like he was,
and I'm not telling you to completely get rid of those run plays. I think all plays have their meaning in the, you know, overall scheme of the offense. But, like, I don't know, if Travion's going to get more touches, design more runs that he's better at. That's all.
Okay, let's go to the phone. 617-77. I'll just pass that on to my friend Josh McDaniels.
Perfect. 617-7797-937
is the phone number. Let's go to Robert in Chicopee. Go ahead, Robert.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, Robert?
I just want to say, Drake May has been awesome this year. I mean, he's pivotal. He's the reason why this team is, you know, is doing what it's doing. But quick question, I've been wondering about this. Besides Drake May, obviously, since he's the best, you know, offensive player on the team, who's the most crucial player and the one that would, like, hurt the team mostly offensively if he gets hurt? I know Booty's a little bit banged up. He's not back yet. But who else besides him you think would be crucial if he were to get hurt?
I would say it's probably a tie between, like, Diggs and Campbell.
That was exactly where my head was.
The two guys I would go with. Yeah. Diggs, I think Campbell maybe a little bit more than Diggs just based on the position, not how well they're playing it, because Diggs has been better than Campbell. But if your left tackle goes down and all of a sudden Vidarian Lowe's out there, that's a bigger drop-off than Diggs to Douglas or Diggs to Booty or Diggs to, you know.
Diggs to Mac Hollins has been good.
Diggs to Mac Hollins. Diggs to Kyle Williams. Now we're talking. Now maybe it might be that. But, like, I think there's more depth there, and that would be that'd be where I'd lean just off top here.
Yeah. Sorry. No, go ahead, Chime.
I totally agree. I think that the drop-off from Will Campbell to Vidarian Lowe is massive, an absolute chasm. I think it would hurt to lose Stephon Diggs, but – again, Drake May has been so good. He can make the receivers a little bit better, whereas he can't make the left tackle any better.
I would say either tackle before
Moses
before
too.
Yeah,
Moses.
Good point.
I think Moses has been really good, and he's really solid for that line overall. I mean, this might sound really stupid, but I think they would have problems if Garrett Bradbury went down.
Interesting. I don't think Ben Brown could slide in?
Sorry?
You don't think Ben Brown could slide right in?
I think he could, but I think that, first of all, I mean,
I wouldn't want it for more than the game or two. Or
yeah,
more than
I think that
series,
the chemistry.
He was good at left guard when Jared Wilson got hurt, though, right? Like, it wasn't.
But left guard and center are different.
Fair
I think
point.
That he does a good job of organizing that line. And I think just the consistency that
he's
they've
been so
had
good this
together.
Year.
Bradbury?
Yeah. Another unexpected guy. Like, I didn't think he would be this good in pass
he
protection.
He is my favorite person to talk to in the
really?
Locker room.
And I didn't know that about him.
Fantastic. If you guys ever want to get him on the show. I don't know if he's open to it, but Bradbury is probably one of the best, most interesting people I've talked to in the locker room in like years.
Okay.
Wow.
All right. Good to know. Let's go to Tony, who is in Gill. Go ahead, Tony.
Hey, guys. I need professional help. This is my first year playing fantasy football, and I'm tied for first place, and
nice.
I have
Brag.
Dak Prescott going against the Raiders. At Raiders and coming off a bye week.
Yep.
So he's done pretty well for me this year, so I was going to start him, but I also have Jordan Love playing at New York against the Giants.
Start Dak Prescott.
I'm kind of torn there.
Yeah, start Dak Prescott. Don't be torn. Start Dak Prescott.
Jordan Love's been a real...
That offense has been a nightmare
in
Green Bay.
Not
do
great.
Not... It's just...
Yeah, Jordan crapped the bed last week and
like,
got minus two or something. Man.
There's a small chance Jordan Love and Jameis Winston get in like a shootout, but I think small, whereas Dak Prescott is going to guarantee you a good amount of points. Start Dak Prescott. That's my personal, professional...
Even coming off... Okay, even coming off the bye week.
Yeah, very much so.
Especially coming off the bye week. Yep. Especially, he's rested, you know, the offense ready to go. Thanks for the call, Tony. Anytime we can help you out with our professional opinions, we're happy to do so.
Hey, I'm in first place in my fantasy league, too.
There
actually,
you go.
Two of them. So.
Okay, wow.
Yeah.
Sick brag, bro.
Yeah, the Jones and Key Fantasy League getting dominated by yours truly.
That's sick brag, bro.
617-779-79. I was not invited to be in that league.
Neither was I, but I thought that was just a typical, like, mega, you know.
Everybody from the afternoon show, morning show, everyone forgets about the night show. 617-779-7937. I do blame them. We're going to reset on the main stories of the day. We are going to have a special segment at 12:30, which I'm looking forward to.
I'm scared.
And, of course, our normal degeneracy coming up at 12:45. Going to get real greasy as we look through all the games and the best lines and the best picks. That's coming up in the 12 o'clock hour here on Football Sunday next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare.
All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over a million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.